Shabbos Perek Ches Mishnah Hey 8:5. More requisite amounts. We start with Adama, which is clay. Kachosam Hamartzufin Div Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds it's enough clay to make a seal on a commercial like shipping bag that would go in a ship, whatever it is. The Chum say no, even a smaller amount. Chum Omrim Kachosam Haigros, even enough to seal a private letter, it's a smaller amount. Again, the way they would do it is they would kind of like this, remember the signet ring? They would put the clay to seal the letter or the packing bag, give a unique seal with a stamp with the signet ring, and that way you could know that the contents of the container hadn't been tampered with. Halacha is like the Chachamim, even a private letter seal is enough clay for that to be liable. As for Zevel V'chol Hadak, if you're talking about manure, which is like fertilizer, and fine sand, these are used, you know, to apply to plants, help them grow. Kadei lezabel kelach shel kruv, to apply enough zevel manure and fine sand to apply to a single stalk, a single cabbage stalk. Div Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Akiva says one cabbage is enough. Chacham say even less than that. Chacham omrim kadei lezabel kresha, even one leek. Leeks are smaller than cabbages. Halacha follows the chacham again. Chol hagas, if it's not fine sand but rather coarse sand, so you wouldn't use that for fertilizing, etc. Kadei liten al malo kaf sid, what you would put it on is you had a sid is again the same as before. It's the quick lime, but here it's being used commercially or industrially as say for plaster or mortar. So you're applying sand to the mortar. So some of the pshat here is like concrete to harden, you know, to add strength to the sid. More so concrete, like stronger mortar. Others learn that we're talking about plaster over here, and normally you'd plaster your walls to make them shiny and white with sid. But here we're, according to some shots anyways, we are making the sid less bright white by adding sand to it as part of a Zeichel HaMikdash to remember that the basic English isn't around, and therefore we sort of make our homes not as beautiful as they otherwise could be. You're probably familiar with this halacha in a different but similar application, that when one has plaster on his wall, he leaves a section of his wall unplastered altogether, an amma by amma section of the wall unplastered by the entrance of the house to remember the mikdash. So be that as it may, so we're saying here the halacha is if one kaf, like a trowel, you know, a trowel is like the little, the kind of like triangular, you've seen like the guys laying cement use it, to scoop out the cement. So one of those would be enough. Enough sand to apply to one of those of sid would be enough to be a significant amount of sand. Kane, as for a reed, think of like bamboo. So how much reed bamboo is useful? Kde la sos kulmas, enough to make a quill. Think of like a fountain pen. Vim haya ave o mursas. Now, fountain pens require that the gauge, the hole inside the bamboo tube is narrow, so not much ink comes out at once. But if it's got a big hole, a wide hole, so then, like in the tube, then a lot of ink will come out too fast. It'll be blotchy, no good. Therefore, it's useless as a pen. Or similarly, if it's mursas, if it's cracked, broken, crushed, whatever exactly mursas means, the quill can't work as a pen because it's broken. So then it's not useful as a quill. Instead, it's just basically firewood. And as firewood, how much are you liable for? Kadei levashel bo beitza kala sheba beitzim, trufu and asuna be'ilfus. Enough firewood to cook the easiest thing that you could cook, which is a single scrambled egg of the kinds of eggs that are cooked the easiest, which Chazal say are the chicken eggs. And we're talking here about it cooked in the easiest way, meaning it's scrambled with some oil inside of the scrambled egg and put on a preheated frying pan. So again, kadei levashel, in order to enough reed that can't work as a pen that could provide the fire and fuel, I should say, to the fire to cook levashel bo beitza kala, to cook the easiest of the cooked eggs shebe beitzim, which is a chicken egg, trufa, and the egg is scrambled with some oil, unasuna beilfas, and put inside a preheated frying pan. So not very much wood or reed at all.